Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, the suspense is over. It took him 2 hours to warm up. There is a little bit of controversy.
There was controversy, and that was put to bed.
Joey Harrington in studio. He did just walk the 40.
He's slightly out of breath.
Now,
I'm not sweating, but I'm glowing.
Well, he did take
kind
off.
Of like your head right now, like a little, just a little dew.
Well, he did come in a jacket and a sweater, and
a
the jacket.
Sweatshirt.
Quarter zip?
It's a hooded sweatshirt. Why are you always trying to?
That's a quarter zip.
It's a Nike hooded sweatshirt.
That's a quarter zip. He's going Peyton Manning. All I know is the jacket and the quarter zip came off after the second 40. There was exertion.
Yeah.
Well, if I know anything about competitive people, they don't want to fail.
No.
And Joey Harrington, on The Fan, moments ago. Did not fail. He did it, ladies and gentlemen. He walked the 40 in under 10 seconds.
Crushed it.
He really did.
Wasn't
so
close.
The first one was close. We have to say the video is up.
Yeah.
If you guys want to check it out, it's up at 1080 The Fan on Twitter. It's up on YouTube. It's up on the Insta, wherever we have stuff.
The Instacart? You guys Instacart out here?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's there.
Okay, so let's go ahead and call like this guy over here. Yes, I was thinking of some sort of like East German like you know judge.
Sven, well, Sven is it,
yeah. Like what was the name? He called me out on the first one.
He did.
Said there was a moment. What were you saying? Halfway through.
Look, bottom line is this: when we're taking this seriously, this was not going to be a jogged 40 or a yog. Could be a soft J. And I told. The quarterback kid over here, in order to walk, and I looked this up, Olympic rules, 1 foot has to be on the ground at all times. You cannot have both feet leave the ground. And about halfway through the first 40, he turned into that I have to go to the bathroom shuffle run that we've all done. Both feet were...
Once you hit 40, you know that
run. Both feet were coming off the ground, and even though he beat the 10-second, I had to raise the red flag.
So the time on the first one was 9.9.
Yes.
9.92.
Just under.
Yeah.
But.
The integrity was not there.
Yeah, the whole office was buzzing.
Yes.
Was it a run? Was it a walk?
People were throwing O's. And look, most people would have given him the pass. Not me. I'm taking
this. Well, you were the official
judge. I was the official. And believe me, I was down there. I was looking. I was getting low so I could get a nice point of view there, and I saw both heels come off the ground, I had to say something.
I got to tell you, Joey, once you walked the 9.92, and it was deemed unofficial because you technically ran, I didn't think there was any way you were getting under 10.
No, the odds were stacked against
What did you.
You
switch up?
Well, so there was a very friendly young woman working in the at the starting line there.
Yes, the sales department.
The sales department.
Yeah.
And she says, you need to have longer strides.
Oh.
It's like, oh.
Coach.
Okay. So if I lengthen this, because we were working off of the golf stride.
We stepped it off.
We stepped, right? Out of curiosity, we both kind of stepped it off to see how accurate our yeah. golf yard steps. And I was apparently shorting, you know, so I lengthened the stride a little bit on the second. But I'm going to be honest. I was surprised at the 9.46 or something or 9.4.
No, I think it was a
9.4 flat.
That's burning the track up right there. Burning. And by the way, that was a legit walk.
Professional speed walker.
I didn't want to disqualify you a second time, but I wasn't letting it slide.
You know, it's you got to call a spade, especially, you know, BYU honor code.
That's right.
You know.
Well, you said you were going to be able to do this last week.
I said I was curious whether I was going to be able to do it.
Okay. Well, we didn't think you were going to be able to do it. And we tested it. So we measured. So we did it inside the office because it was raining.
Yeah.
So we have a nice big office here, and we measured with a tape measure, very official. And then we walked it off, and we were pretty close, but the tape measure made it official. It was exactly 120 feet. And when I did it before, while you were in the training room, getting a massage.
Heat pack.
Yeah.
Heat pack. Heat and stem to, you know, I had to activate the glutes.
There was a lot of stretching and dynamic.
Well, I'm 46 now, dude, all right? I got hurt sleeping the other night. I woke up and I was like, I hurt myself while I was sleeping. I'm not going to pop an Achilles doing this thing.
So I walked to 12.6.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. And I thought, I don't think he's going to do it. Lo and behold, the athlete in you comes out.
The competitive fire came out.
Pretty amazing. Are these the best conditions you've ever competed athletically in?
Well, for 40 walking, it probably have to be the best. I mean, the ideal conditions.
Yeah.
It's like you know, walking a 40 in a dome versus walking a 40 at Lambeau. Like there are certain things to, you know, certain things that make it more, what's the word I'm looking for? Pleasurable.
Yeah.
Pleasant.
I was legitimately concerned because I sat there and I was like, what if, because you're coming off the bad knee.
Okay.
And when you have a bad knee, it leads you to limp to the other side.
Correct.
Right?
Which is why that's where the hip, I woke up the other morning and I was like, I'm fully incapacitated.
when I saw him actually stretching out his hip for real, all I thought was, because everyone in the office is like, what are you guys doing? I said, it's so dumb. You don't want to. I said, just accept the fact that what we're doing is moronic. And
it's radio gold is what it is.
I really did. I had like a pit in my stomach. I was like, what if in the middle of this, we hear the pop and just down he goes.
No way.
Yes way. Yes. I have known people that have blown Achilles like walking. Mm-hmm. Like I had a buddy of mine whose wife was playing on pickleball. And he said she took one step, not an athletic step, just took a step and heard the clap, down you go. And I was terrified of seeing Joey just face plant and then having to explain, well, that's Oregon legend Joey Harrington maimed at fantasy.
Can you imagine posting that video?
Yes. I was going to say that. You want to go viral?
There we go.
Going viral.
And I said that would be the saddest but also the most hilarious thing to ever happen in the history of this radio station.
So he did it.
He did it.
And as far as I know, that is the world's fastest speedwalk 40. I mean,
prove me wrong. Yeah, prove me wrong.
9.4.
Yeah.
Man,
I'll tell
you
what,
I'm not getting a 9.4.
You didn't. You didn't do it.
Well,
Rob did it, but you didn't.
We did the, and I was 11 something.
He's
11.33.
Okay.
So, we did it, and I'll tell you what. I don't think I'm shaving 2 seconds off of that.
Okay. Well, let's think about this. Okay, 11.33 on a. Oh, it's not doubled length, but walk versus run. So let's say like a doubled speed kind of thing, right? So then you half, what's the 11.94 and 11.3 is 1.9. So you half that, and now we're looking at 0.9. So the difference between, that would be like a 4.3 and a 5.2 running 40 is kind of what I'm saying.
I'm
going to
trust you on that.
Do you see what I'm saying?
There's a lot of math there and nothing.
No, I don't.
No, we see nothing, but I'm going to take it. Well, let's go with that. Yeah.
His would be between a 4.3 and a 5.2?
No, so what I was saying is like the difference between mine and his, right, would be like the difference. So, like, if you run a 4-4 versus, you know, a wide receiver runs a 4-4, an offensive lineman runs a 5-3, you know, it would be like a big difference, you know. So then if, like, you double the time because we're having the speed, right, then it's not that far off.
Well, because, like,
I would expect you to be more in the 10-9 range.
When you ran your 40, like, what, you were like a 4-5, 4-6 guy? No.
Do you ever watch me run?
Are you faster than Patrick Mahomes?
Hey, I've seen you run to the corner. When they in the at Autzen, they show the highlight of you in the corner, like balling out there.
Running?
No, well, you're catching.
Yeah, no, that was stumbling. That's a full, like, forward stumble with, like.
It was an athletic stumble.
It was an effective unathletic stumble. I ran my best 40 at the combine, and I believe I was 4.86.
Mm. All right.
That's about Mahomes, isn't it?
I don't remember what Mahomes
Mahomesian.
You're very Mahomesian.
Well, you look like an athletic guy. So I thought maybe, you know, I thought maybe you were a 4.6, 4.7 guy. Oof. You see quarterbacks that run it. Although everyone's getting faster now.
Yeah.
The 40 times that, like, these dudes are putting up, it's just silly. Like, especially some of the linemen. You got guys that are like 315 pounds that are running like 4.9s.
Oh, watching, like, what the hell? And this whole walking 40 came about from the combine conversation last week.
Yeah.
Watching some of those D linemen run the 40. Oh my God.
Yeah. They're unbelievable.
Oh,
yes.
My
God. Like, it's terrifying.
It is. That's exactly. I was standing on the field before the Big Ten championship game next to Mateo and Jordan Birch, just standing there and looking at them and saying they are absolutely terrifying. Yeah. I do not want. I'm so glad I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah, like, kind of a different archetype than when you played. Yeah,
the size and the speed of these guys. So they're not walking 9.4s, 9.4 flats.
Not like you.
Nope.
They're faster now than they used to be, and probably leaner, right? So you had to face guys like, I'm trying to think, who's the Packers guy? Who are the best pass rushers that you faced
in the NFL?
Yeah,
Kevin Williams, Fat Pat. Pat and Kevin were really good in
Dwight.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. I mean, edge rushers. It was Dwight Freeney and Robert Mathis and Javon Kearse. Yeah. And, I mean, that was the who's the Tampa Bay?
I mean, we had Simeon Rice.
Rice, uh-huh.
Yeah,
I mean, those were the edge rushers. But so imagine taking that frame, adding 40 pounds.
Yeah. Oh, they're bigger.
Oh.
Okay. See, I was thinking those guys, when you played, those same guys, were thicker but slower.
So
you're saying now they're not only faster, but they're bigger.
So let's look this up. I'm curious. I'm going to say that Javon Kearse played at.
I bet he played at 240.
I was going to say between 245 and 260.
He was a real lean guy. Mm-hmm. And so, you know,
Javon Kearse, Simeon Rice, maybe at like 260.
They're saying Kearse 265.
Okay.
And by the way, that may be a listed. I'm guessing that he played closer to 250.
Right. So those now these guys are like 280.
Yeah.
Coming off that edge with that same type of speed. It's just different.
Well, I tell people all the time, like, one of the big misnomers is people think corners and, like, safeties are small, especially corners. And I said, dude, you have no idea. Because you get a 205-pound cornerback now that runs 4.3. I promise you, that guy is a heat-seeking missile.
Mm-hmm.
You think they're small.
Yep.
Dude, 6'1 and 206 that runs 4.3. Dude, that's not small.
Nope.
But there just isn't small people. I mean, occasionally you get a
Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles or something. But even Darren Sproles is built like a.
He had legs like a tree trunk.
Yeah. You know, they get guys squatting 500 pounds. But it just, the guys that you see out there now, I just feel like every, like, 5 to 10 years, there's just a new wave that just is bigger, stronger, faster, and it just keeps.
Yeah. People just keep breaking barriers, like walking the 40 in under 10 seconds.
Yes. I mean, people didn't think it could be done.
They didn't. The people being you two.
Can I also say, too, that I think one of the advantages, the aerodynamic hair. He came in high and tight with a slick back.
I got a haircut the other day, and she cleaned it up for our trip. Yeah, for the video, And then we, walking through the rain, and it just kind of,
Look, there was a buzz. from the ladies at the sales crew that was talking about the strides and throwing the O. The moment you left, the first conversation that happened was, "Boy, he's got great hair," and I said, "Yeah, that's big time hair right there."
I've said it. It's I got the hair from Valerie Harrington. Yeah. We got the idea for Walking the 40 from Mike Harrington. So you know, we just got all sorts of
best of both worlds.
There you go.
Mahomes ran a 4.8
flat.
Yep.
Damn it.
4.8 flat. Do you ever? One quick question before we take a break. Do you ever? I don't know exactly when the rules changes, but I was thinking about facing these guys and thinking, these guys that you're talking about, these pass rushers, and thinking, thank God they protected the quarterback more so in recent years.
Oh, yeah.
Did you benefit from that? Or, because I don't know the exact years, or did you just basically get your ass kicked by those guys?
They changed the rule. They started changing the rules when Tom tore his ACL in 04?
Something like that.
So you were in the league.
Mm-hmm. But that was the first, like, the first rule change was you couldn't go low.
Yeah.
Because they went low on Tom and he tore his ACL. Right. So that was the first rule change and really the only one that I saw the effects of.
Okay.
Because now after a while, you couldn't touch the head at all. Yeah. And then it turned into you can't throw down. And then it turned into body weight.
Yeah.
That one's crazy.
You know, it really is. Look, I'm not saying it's easy. I mean, you've watched that quarterback show and you see like Kirk Cousins. I mean, you take some licks, but it's just not. It's never been safer. You can't eliminate the injury from the game, but it's never been safer to play that position.
I'll tell you, I still remember Jerome McDougal came on a TE. Wrapped around, he went body weight, and my sternum went, ouch.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. That may be the most, the people just don't realize.
Yeah.
Getting hit like that and then having it, because it's not like they fall on you. They know what they're doing. They drive into you, and it's no good.
And they also like kick you in the head when they're getting up. Oh, sorry. Or like knee you on accident in the spleen.
Well, when you watch old 80s and 90s stuff,
they
watch like the Jim Burtz and the Leonard Marshalls and the one on Joe Montana. And I remember Tim Green, who was a terrifyingly large human being for the Green Bay Packers.
Tim Green.
Yeah, I think it's Tim Green.
I was thinking of Mean Joe Green.
97. He picks up Jim McMahon. You can see it. It basically, it altered Jim McMahon's career. Jim McMahon threw the ball, is standing there like 2 seconds after the play, and he goes and picks him up and like literally dumps him on his shoulder and his head. And he gets a 15-yard penalty, and that's about it. Dude, he would be thrown out of the league. But that was like, it was just a different time.
Oh, I know we got to go break, but the other rule change that they've done is after you throw an interception, you can't target after the quarterback anymore. Yeah. I threw a pick. Actually, I think I threw four picks that day at Chicago, but I threw one to one of the DBs who had a name that was a color. It was either brown or gray or green or something like that. And I start chasing after it, and it was Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher. Ooh. And who was the D lineman from Oklahoma?
Tommy Harris.
Tommy Harris.
Oh my God.
And the three of them went like V formation straight at me, and I was like, exactly. I was like, someone's gonna eat this one, and it's either me in the turf or I'm going low and I'm gonna get a 15-yard penalty. So I went low.
Yeah.
Oh. I did it. I bit the bullet and said, you know what? I went low. I blew up the pile. I stopped the play. He didn't score, but got myself a 15-yard.
They've eliminated all that now. Like, because it's the same thing. Back in the day when you threw an interception, if you were an O-lineman and you'd been talking S to someone all game, that was payback time. So you'd get a DB. That was me at Florida State. I got knocked unconscious. I'd been talking S to Tay Cody, and we threw an interception at the end of the half, and he knocked me unconscious. And you can't do any of that anymore. Like, no one can get blindsided. But, yeah, back in the day, interceptions were headhunting. The defense would turn around and be like, whoever you had an issue with, I'm going to go find that guy, and he's not going to see me coming, and I'm going to put him into next Tuesday.
Now I'd just walk a 9-4 flat 40 away from it.
Yeah,
it's a historic day here at the Fan.
It is.
And we will be back to wrap it up with Joey Harrington next, courtesy of Mods PDX on the Fan.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, And you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So, download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Story time with Joey on 1080 The Fan.
All right, we're back with Speed Walker 40 champion.
Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire Esquire.
Esquire. We never did solve that, did we? We did. It's a lawyer.
A lawyer.
So I'm not technically an Esquire. No. I can be extraordinaire, though.
New world champion, Joseph Harrington. 9.4. He did it. He speed walked the 40 here in the office. Fast track, I might add. Yeah. Nice hardwood.
It was, yeah, and it was a bouncy.
Well, but it's tough because it's half hardwood, half concrete. Yeah. So, I mean, look, we didn't make it easy. He also did it in jeans and high tops. So.
But he did it. If you want to see the video, it's on Twitter or YouTube or wherever you get your fan content. We put it up there. It's, I tell you what, 9.4 is nasty.
Yeah.
It's nasty.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Felt good.
What do we do next? What's the next?
Ice. Ice, that's what we do. And then I go stretch.
Is there anything else? Because the big, like, four at the combine, right?
Okay.
It's the 40, yep. The bench, the vert.
You were saying, you said you still do the bench test every once in a while.
I do every now and then. At the end of a workout, I'll get a wild hair and see
so
what.
And so 225, you throw on 225, and yeah. You put it up how many times?
At the end of workouts, I can get 25 to 27 at the end of a workout. So
you can put up 225 pounds. Yeah. 25 to 27 times.
Yeah. Yeah.
I did it once.
Like one time, like now or then?
Like both. At one time, I did it once.
Ah.
I benched 225. Actually, I got 230.
Hey.
One time.
That's tasty right mm-hmm. there.
Because the strength coach, he's like, you got this stupid mental block. So he was spotting me. And as he's spotting, he takes two and a halves and he just slid them on the side. And I got up. I was like, yes, that was awesome. I got 225. He's like, actually, you got 230. I put them on there. I was like, you are amazing.
See? But that's, I think, and then that's probably the only three.
There's the three-cone drill?
Three-cone drill, broad jump might be the other one.
Yeah, I'm not jumping anything right now. I'm still not cleared for impact.
So I'm not certain what other
vertical
combine activities jump, we could do.
Throwing, 40.
Yeah.
I feel like the vert would be bad.
Yeah, the vert. Like,
we could blow out an Achilles.
Let's go do it right now.
I'm not comfortable doing anything that's... And this is why, as an old man, like the bench press is easy because it's just... It's a very simple movement. Anything that's explosive, or as Dan Lanning likes to call it, twitchy.
Yeah.
No. We're
not doing it.
I've reached old manness where I can do old man. You ever see that Rocky movie where like he's old and like he's like he goes, we're just gonna
is
go.
Is it a new Rocky?
Yeah, like the last Rocky they did, and he's talking about training him, and he goes, we can't run because your knees are shot. You can't spar because of this. So he's like, we're just gonna do old school lifting things. That's like the only thing I can do anymore because there's no twitch, there's nothing explosive. It's just old man strength. If you're asking me to do anything remotely explosive, it's a guaranteed injury. Guaranteed.
I'm really like, if we did a vertical.
Oh, no.
I could land on my left leg. I could just not land on my right knee.
This is going to be great.
Yeah, don't do this.
I think we
Why
should.
Why not?
Let's go.
Because I just...
The vert or the broad, which one's worse?
Oh, the broad jump would be worse. Because broad jump's I can't worse? Land
oh,
on,
you can't land.
I can't land on one leg on the broad
jump. What was your vert at the 40?
My...
Sorry, I mean at the combine.
My vertical, I I'm gonna say 32.
Again, it's not. So you were right in the middle of the road as far as athleticism for quarterbacks.
Yeah,
nothing great, nothing bad.
No, I mean I wasn't fast. I was quick. Yeah. I had a good shuttle time.
Yeah.
You know, I was quick in a small space, but
32. Well,
32.
Yeah, says internet.
Says, and the internet's always right. Yeah.
Well, like, I've always been fascinated. I'm a bit of a draft junkie. I kind of like digging into some of the science behind it. And I will, for the life of me, never understand why GMs are so obsessed with finding athletes to play quarterback. I know it's good to have an athletic quarterback, but the number of times we go down the road of that guy's a great athlete, but he's a bad quarterback, so let's draft him anyways. I do not understand that. It just, we're so obsessed with athleticism in football, and I feel like quarterback's the one position where I don't need a great athlete.
Yeah, but doesn't Josh Allen kind of like throw that in the, like, hey, that guy's a great athlete, but he completed like 41% of his passes in college.
I'll tell you
Let's draft him anyway.
That is like, if you're drafting based on the outlier of outliers, because for every Josh Allen, I will give you 1,000 Jake Lockers or Anthony Richardsons or guys that literally just were not good college quarterbacks. But they were great athletes, and we're like, we're going to do it. Jalen Milroe is going to get drafted in the third round, maybe the second. And if you watch Jalen Milroe play, he's an objectionably bad quarterback at college. And if you're a bad quarterback at college, I'm fascinated at the idea that we'll just turn you into a great quarterback in the NFL.
Well, it's because they probably had, you know, good verticals. And that was, probably had a better vertical.
Yeah, what does a vertical and a broad jump have to do with playing quarterback?
Well, when Jerome McDougal comes on that TE and goes at your sternum, yeah, you can jump over him. That is that's what they're hoping you'll do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to turn your time into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
We'll see what they say.
Okay.
I wonder if this is, and I'm being serious here, I wonder if this is the fastest walked 40 by a former first-round NFL quarterback.
It's got to be.
So there are like, not just Guinness Book of World Records, but, like, there are, like, other world record, like, official things.
Yeah.
And I do hold a world record.
Do you?
In what?
I do. I can't remember what the company was, but it was when I had just retired and was walking. I was walking back to the apartment, and there were a bunch of people in the street. And it turns out it was Wieden and Kennedy days, or the celebration where they always, like, Founders Day. That's what it was. And so all the Wieden and Kennedy people were out, like, doing these things. So I was like, what in the hell is going on? They said, we're all trying to break world records. Would you be a part of ours? I was like, all right, cool. What are you doing? They said, we're trying to make the longest office chair train pulled by a motorcycle. And if we can have you on an office chair with a keyboard, we could be the longest office chair train pulled by a motorcycle, caboosed by a former NFL quarterback playing Chariots of Fire on a keyboard. That
never happened.
Is my world record.
Amazing.
Do you get a certificate for that? Because I would frame the hell out of it.
I did not get a certificate, but I have run into people at Wieden who say you are still in the record book for that specific record.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I think today,
that is unbelievable.
The fastest walked 40 by a former first round NFL quarterback. I believe that we've done that.
What about this? Let's get wild. What if, do you remember the old ice bucket challenge?
Oh, God. Yeah.
This is an idea for your charity.
A 40 walk? Yeah.
Yes. Hashtag your quarterback buddies.
Yeah.
We've got the video.
Yeah. Send your blood's on looking at you.
Send it to him and say, hey, man, let's go viral. Speed walk the 40.
Yeah.
Beat this, bitch.
Let's see what's up. I like the end. Hashtag bitch.
Beat this, bitch. What do you think about that?
I don't hate it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it either.
On a list of things that I hate, that's not on it.
No. I just want to see all these quarterbacks now walking. I want to see a bunch of 50-year-old quarterbacks speed walking.
Little shoulder waddle.
And you know there's going to be – you guys, you have a competitive – I saw getting ready for that.
There is
a competitive nature in you that came out during that walk.
Okay, who is going to be – I don't think Bledsoe could break a 10. I don't. No way. Not a chance. I think I don't think Leftwich could break a 10.
I don't know if he could break a 10 when he was playing.
Exactly.
Mike Vick.
Mike would break a 9. Yeah. Mike could break a 9. Yeah. I'm trying to think of guys. Matt Ryan, he'd break a 10. Mm-hmm. But he's still got some youth on him.
Yeah,
Matt Hasselbeck, I think Matt could break a 10. Carson Palmer, I think he could break a 10.
This needs to happen.
Let's get it started.
Palmer's got to be, he's got some wear and tear on him.
Carson? Did you call him Arnold?
No.
You called him Arnold.
Oh, I call him Arnold?
Yeah.
Sorry. I think,
Arnold's dead.
Carson Palmer's got soul. He's got some injuries. I don't think Arnold's breaking 10.
No.
Maybe we roll. He's got have a roll down the hill sort of situation.
You know the policy here at school? You know, dig up your grandpa, we'll dig up your daughter. Roll his own bones on down here.
Well, I think you could raise a bunch of money for your charity and get that done.
Yeah.
I think you should get that. And we'll help you.
I like this.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a great day for the fan. Watching the champion compete is
it's awe-inspiring.
We witnessed greatness today.
We did. Yeah. And you can't hate it. It's like watching Duke basketball.
That's right.
Like you appreciate it. You may not like the institution, but you respect the effort that went. Like he was slapping the floor getting ready for this.
Well, if you'd like to see the video of Joey walking the 40 in under 10 seconds, it is there.
Yes, we did.
It's on Twitter or YouTube and all the fan I don't know.
It's good to see you guys in person again.
Yeah, thanks. How are we looking? We looking old?
Pretty dang good. Not gonna lie. You got the Silver Fox working, and he still looks like he could bench 225 25 times.
Yeah. It's just old.
We're aging well.
There you go.
Like a fine wine.
It's more like old bread, but still
moldy bread.
Moldy bread.
Actually, that sounds kind of good. I'm gonna go pour myself a drink.
Thanks, Joey. Joey Harrington, courtesy of Mods PDX. The future of building is here. The club is next on the Fan.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.